Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It is Wednesday evening. It is the 2nd of July. This is Michael Collins Piper. A bit tired, Michael Collins Piper, coming to you from Washington right here on republicbroadcasting.org. I didn't sleep well last night, folks, and found myself getting up in the middle of the night and working. But I was able to listen, folks, to the archives of RBN while I was up in the middle of the wee hours of the morning, as they say. So I had something to keep me company as I was going through piles and piles of newspapers and magazines and clippings and all sorts of things here in my little office in my home. Find a lot of interesting things when you're going through your own files. And I'm going to share a couple of those things with you, including a very interesting article, which, by coincidence, I just happened to have mentioned on the air last night. An article regarding no less than Mike Savage. And I guess it is, I could be wrong, ladies and gentlemen, but I'm pretty sure it's the same Mike Savage that we all know and love. In any case. Well, last night, or I should say, on the 30th, which would have been Monday night, I guess, I talked about this new book. Whatever night it was, in any case, I talked about this new book by Jim Mars entitled Rise of the Fourth Reich, in which he contends that the Nazis somehow survived World War II. American Nazis and German Nazis and the whole evil gang all got together. And they are, if not running this country today, certainly on the verge of running it once again. That is the Fourth Reich that he's referring to. Well, I know that has a lot of appeal to a lot of people who like to call people Nazis. The term is very, very popular. We have soup Nazis, and we have feminazis, and what other kind of Nazis do we have? But, you know, the fact is, folks, nothing could be further from the truth. Nazism died in World War II with Adolf Hitler. Now, of course, there's some who say that Adolf Hitler, in fact, survived World War II. I don't believe that, but be that as it may, even if Hitler survived World War II, Nazism, the National Socialist State of Germany, the whole system died. It died because it had challenged what we know as the New World Order, and the New World Order prevailed. The New World Order put nationalism in Europe to bed. The New World Order crushed nationalism as it was expressed by Nazi Germany, Fascist Italy, and Imperial Japan. So we don't have anything to worry about from the Nazis. The heirs of Adolf Hitler, no, they're not on the verge of taking over the United States government. And the form of government that we have here in the United States, you can find parallels between what we have here in the government of the United States today and all manner of government. So we don't need to worry about a Fourth Reich. But when we come back, I have a very interesting commentary from one of our listeners who heard me discussing Jim Mars and the rise of the Fourth Reich the other night. So stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen.
Most of mankind's diseases have now been conquered. This medical breakthrough can save your life or the life of a loved one. Please listen. the answer to AIDS, hepatitis, A, B, and C, malaria, herpes, TB, most cancers, and many more of mankind's worst diseases has been found. Details of this amazing secret has been freely disclosed in Jim Humble's book, The Miracle Mineral Supplement of the 21st Century, available at miraclemineral.org. Read how, in five countries of Africa, over 75,000 cases of malaria and other diseases were successfully treated with this new mineral supplement. Learn more at miraclemineral.org. It also works with colds, flu, pneumonia, sore throats, warts, mouth sores, and even abscessed teeth. Download part one of this amazing book free at miraclemineral.org. Then, if you're satisfied, purchase part two for only $9.95 or the hard copy for only $19.95. Please enter RBN when prompted on where you heard about miraclemineral.org. Do you ever forget names or where you left your glasses? Christine also realized she didn't remember like she used to.
I'm forgetting where things are occasionally, or I go into a room and I'm wondering, now, why am I here?
She often forgot and misplaced things like her keys.
I would spend so much time looking for things like that, and I just would assume that that was just a part of aging.
Then she discovered Prevagen. Special proteins in our brain responsible for keeping cells alive that control learning and memory are depleted with age. Now there's a new option to replace these proteins, Prevagen. If your ability to remember is fading with time, try all-natural Prevagen, PrevaGen.com. That's Prevagen.com.
And I find that in my business, I'm able to focus on the tasks at hand.
To find out how to get a free bottle of Prevagen, call 888-814-0814.
And so I'm not as forgetful, and it's really helping me that way.
Call 888-814-0814.
Hi, I'm Ayala Jags. I'm in business just like you. I spend a lot of time on my cell phone, and I'm very concerned about the potential dangers of cell phone radiation, and you should be too. I found dozens of studies from around the world linking cell phone use to everything from skin conditions to brain tumors. It's shocking, it's scary. Numerous products claim to block cell phone radiation, but do they really? Then I found the Wave Shield. It's the only shielding device that has survived rigorous testing in an FTC-listed lab and is proven to block up to 97% of cell phone radiation from entering your sensitive inner ear. The Wave Shield is easy to apply, it fits almost every phone, and it really, really works. Don't take chances. Protect yourself, protect your family. The Wave Shield is only $19.95. Take just a moment. Call and order your Wave Shield right now. The evidence is growing. Why take a chance? Protect everyone you love. Call now.
866-989-9147.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins, Piper. Yeah, just to remind you, as I mentioned at the outset here, I'm a little tired here this evening, so I'm not quite thinking straight. So forgive me if I tend to ramble here or... Well, in any case, let's proceed. As I say, I got a very interesting email from one of our listeners commenting on this constant use of the term fascist or Nazi, in particular by patriots, really, when it comes right down to it. Anyway, the email reads as follows. I'm going to read it to you word for word simply because it's interesting. I'll edit it as necessary for space for length reasons. But, gentleman writes, "Dear Mr. Piper, I've been listening to your show for a few years now and really enjoy it. We're in general agreement on nearly all subjects, but not quite everything. Anyway, to the point," he says. "You mentioned in your program that Jim Mars has a book entitled Rise of the Fourth Reich, where he claims Nazis are behind Bush and everything else in the world. Of course, this is total nonsense. I think a lot of this comes from the still program trend in the liberals, quote-unquote, who are actually communists, to label any wrongdoings they see in the world as fascist or Nazi or racist. One particularly bad example of this is the well-known and respected writer Paul Craig Roberts." The letter writer, incidentally, says that it, Paul Craig Roberts is well-known and respected, unfortunately. He goes on to say, "His articles are carried on Rents.com, which has a huge following, as you probably know. And I might add, ladies and gentlemen, they are carried by American Free Press. In any case," he says, "Roberts continually calls Bush and his followers brown shirts and claims that we're in some sort of police state that's akin to Nazi Germany. False. just like Mars, is now claiming the same thing with saying the U.S. is the Fourth Reich. He says, I don't want to get into any detailed argument as to what political philosophies stand for. Suffice it to say that National Socialism is the opposite of communism. And communism, he adds, of course, stems from Judaism. Communism is state capitalism. Internationalism, imperialism, New World Order, and Marxism, while National Socialism, that is Nazism, is nation-state community with mutual respect, not the petty nationalist hostility of the past, based on a foundation of understanding nature and racial differences. Getting back to the point, when people raise the big lie that Bush is a Nazi and his followers are brown shirts who are bringing a police state to America and invading Iraq and planning to invade Iran, you can always reply with the following. Number one, all of the real so-called neo-Nazi organizations and individuals in the U.S. were against the invasion of Iraq from before it ever happened, just as all so-called neo-Nazis today are against the planned invasion of Iran. Number two, he adds, Bush and his ilk are Nazi-hating Marxists. This is evident on its face with his behavior. His defense of so-called Nazi sympathizers, or I should say, the gentleman writes, Bush's non-defense of so-called Nazi sympathizers, such as the revisionist Ernst Zundel and Germar Rudolph, is just one obvious example. A real Nazi would not allow their persecution. And that's correct. The writer says, the 2 points above are the most obvious reasons regarding why Bush is not a Nazi. Quite the contrary, our letter writer says, quite candidly. On the contrary, he is a Israel-loving and Jew-loving anti-Nazi. In fact, no so-called neo-Nazi organization or individual today considers Bush a Nazi. Only the brainwashed, meaning liberals, the ignorant, meaning people like Paul Craig Roberts, or the liars, meaning Jim Mars, because I don't believe he's ignorant, would believe that Bush is a Nazi and is carrying out Nazi ideology or party planks. Now, here's an interesting point that the letter writer adds. Do these idiots who believe that even know that the East Indian nationalist leader Subhas Chandra Bose and many of his helpers were flown to the Third Reich and given arms and training to achieve their independence? Is that the Hollywood Nazi stereotypical behavior? Is that what quote-unquote evil racists would do? Help non-whites? No. Ignorance, he writes, regarding the police state and the German Gestapo abounds among these quote-unquote Nazis are in charge believers as well. The Gestapo did arrest people, of course, but they released the great majority of them. Counter this with the Jewish-led and controlled Cheka, NKVD, or KGB. The majority arrested by the communists had absolutely no chance of release and would either be executed or end up in gulags. And the whole show-me-your-papers, evil Nazi routine from Hollywood films was only during the war period, 1939 to 1945, where there were real internal security concerns. During the Third Reich, 1933 to 1939, this was never the case. When you speak with people who lived during that time, they tell you that not much changed in their daily lives from the Weimar period to the Hitler era, except that people were much happier, were employed, and were enjoying life and a standard of living they had never had before. The letter writer continues, ladies and gentlemen, and I continue with his letter because it says so much that people need to hear. He says, the fact is that if the Nazis were running things here in the United States, things would be a whole lot different. There would be no war against Iraq and Iran because there never would have been the support for the Jews in Palestine by a Nazi government that led to 9-1-1 or the Israeli Mossad false flag operation on 9-1-1, if you prefer. The Arabs hate Israel and the U.S. because of our actions, not because of our freedoms. And the brief history of the Third Reich shows that they dealt justly with all nations and peoples, including the Jews. Harshly? Maybe. Fairly? Absolutely. Whereas, here in the United States, he writes, The current regime is simply Jewish ideologies and behavior with white frontmen. And that's, of course, George Bush he's talking about, ladies and gentlemen. He writes, speaking of Zionism and the Third Reich, recall that the Germans wanted Jews out because of their behavior, not their religion. Furthermore, their support of Zionism was not to create a state in Palestine, but simply for the Jews to reside there as another tribe as they had in the past. Don't believe it? Well, what did Hitler say in Mein Kampf about why the Jews having their own state in Israel was a bad idea? Now, here he has a quote. This is a quote from Adolf Hitler. This is very interesting, folks, particularly those who believe that Hitler was, quote-unquote, set up to create the state of Israel. This is Hitler in Mein Kampf. While the Zionists try to make the rest of the world believe that the national consciousness of the Jew finds its satisfaction in the creation of a Palestinian state, the Jews again slyly dupe the dumb Goyim. It doesn't even enter their heads to build up a Jewish state in Palestine for the purpose of living there. All they want is a central organization for their international world swindle, endowed with its own sovereign rights and removed from the intervention of other states, a haven for convicted scoundrels and a university for budding crooks. Interesting. Well, the letter concludes here. Speaking of hate, why all the hate for Nazis? Is it because they allegedly killed Jews and other nonsense? Speaking to students, George Lincoln Rockwell, commander of the American Nazi Party, once asked, why is it okay to be a communist on a college campus but not a Nazi? Communism was a Jew-created ideology that killed more people in the shortest time than anything ever in the history of the world. The witch burnings and Inquisition and Crusades of Christianity pale in comparison. We all know why the hate is instilled in our people by the Jewish-controlled mass media, entertainment, and education systems in this country, because Hitler was right about the Jews. Well, the writer says, anyway, I'm done complaining for now. Keep up the good work, and if you should read this, say hello to Jim from Texas for me. Another fan of Jim from Texas. Many of those people who are listening to this program. Well, in any case, I thought this was a very provocative and well-written letter from one of our listeners who really puts to rest this whole idea that George Bush and his Jewish advisors and all the people that are running the Bush administration today are really manifestations of a Fourth Reich, that they're modern-day Nazis. Actually, as I said more or less the other night, to call George Bush a Nazi is an insult to the real live Nazis of the 1940s and 1930s. And unfortunately, though, there are still going to be many people who call themselves patriots who are going to sling around that term Nazi when it comes to refer to George Bush, when in fact nothing could be further from the truth. Well, I know that's going to upset a lot of people. A lot of people don't like to hear things like that. It's much more comfortable to talk about the feminazis, and it's more comfortable to talk about the soup Nazis. And it's, you know, by accusing George Bush and his gang of being Nazis, it makes people feel as though they're separating themselves from the evil Nazis. And it makes people feel as though they're saying to the Anti-Defamation League, oh, well, look, I'm not, don't keep an eye on me. Don't spy on me. I'm not really anti-Jewish. I'm against the Nazis. Look at me. I criticize George Bush, and he's the real Nazi. Well, that'll make you feel all good all the way to the concentration camp, ladies and gentlemen. The ADL-run concentration camp, that is. All right, we're going to a break, ladies and gentlemen. Stay tuned.
Oh. Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Do you want to know right now how you can drive around using water as fuel and laugh at rising gas costs? Then keep listening for a very special offer. GasFreedom.info has all the information you need to learn about a simple technology you can have right now. Gas Freedom is a do-it-yourself, affordable, practical, free energy device. It uses a little electricity from your car's battery to separate water into a gas called HHO. HHO, also called Brown's Gas, burns beautifully and provides tons of energy, while the end product is just water. Visit GasFreedom.info now to learn more. In just 10 minutes, you will discover exactly how this is possible.
This is the secret the oil and auto industry doesn't want you to know.
Go to gasfreedom.info to learn how very easy it is to extract energy from water to run your car. Go to gasfreedom.info for this special offer. Turn any car into a hybrid for $300. Use the passcode RBN and receive $49 off. That's gasfreedom.info or call 239-628-3708. That's 239-628-3708. 239-628-3708.
Gentlemen, this is Michael Collins Piper here. I thought that commentary from our listener was rather interesting. If you disagree with it, if you think that George Bush is the leading Nazi on the face of the planet today, please call in, let us know. Now, I have in my hand an article from the July 30th, 1991, San Jose Mercury News. Now, I am absolutely, totally confused here, ladies and gentlemen. Maybe you can unconfuse me. Now, here's the question. We know of Mike Savage, the radio commentator. We know that he's Jewish. We know that he loves Israel. We know he's a quote-unquote right-wing conservative. Now, according to Wikipedia, Michael Savage is the pseudonym of Michael Allen Weiner, W-E-I-N-E-R. Now, I have a clipping from the San Jose Mercury News talking about a Michael E. Savage, who is described as a former radio talk show host and publisher of the Napa Sentinel newsletter. Now, on Wikipedia, unless I'm misreading it, and Wikipedia is not accurate by any means, ladies and gentlemen, there is no reference to Michael Savage, the one we know and love today, being the same Michael E. Savage who was a former radio talk show host and publisher of the Napa Sentinel newspaper in California. Now, I had mentioned last night on this program that I was aware of the fact that there was a gentleman by the name of Michael Savage who posted the Napa Sentinel. Now, I am just really, really confused, ladies and gentlemen. It just seems unlikely that there are two Michael Savages, but indeed there could be. So, I'm just really, really totally confused. Maybe not, I don't know. But if anybody knows anything about this, please let me know. But in any case, this Michael E. Savage, who was a former radio talk show host and publisher of the Napa Sentinel newspaper, apparently was charged with masterminding a get-rich-quick scheme in federal district court in California, this back in 1991. It says in this article that Savage is well known throughout Napa County. He ran for the city council twice. It said he was a controversial talk show host on KVOL in San Francisco until 1987. Now, this appears to me to be a totally separate Mike Savage from the Mike Savage we know and love, the Mike Savage who is a pro-Israel fanatic today. But oddly enough, as I have mentioned to you, the Michael Savage was publisher, that Michael Savage in this article that I have in my hand was publisher of the Napa Sentinel newspaper, and that newspaper carried articles which I believed in some respects to be reflecting a Mossad propaganda line. So if there's anybody out there who can fill in the blanks on this, if anybody who has any background on this, I sure would like to know. This is very, very interesting. Are these people related? Are they one and the same? Who knows? If you know, let me know. It appears that they happen to be two Michael Savages. But then again, is it a coincidence? I don't know. Anyway, that having been said, I'm going to prepare you for the upcoming break, which we do have a break coming up, and when we come back, we will go right to the callers. You know, I often complain on the air about the fact that there are people who make up things because they sound good. Stories that they promulgate and promote and publicize because, and propagate, there's another nice P word for some alliteration here. They put these stories out there because they think it helps the patriot cause. They think it proves the point. But, you know, it's interesting. I found a quotation from Tsar Nicholas II regarding the infamous protocols of learned elders of Zion. Well, supposedly someone told Tsar Nicholas II that the protocols were, as one writer describes it here, a tendentious concoction. Well, according to this, true or not, the Tsar ordered the copies of the protocols confiscated because, according to this writer, the Tsar said, quote, a good cause cannot be defended by dirty means. Well, I think whether this story is true or not, and anything that any Jewish writer, as this writer is, says about Tsar Nicholas II, who was a good man and who was hated and hated most thoroughly by the global Jewish community, which indeed their leaders lined up the money that financed the Bolshevik Revolution and destroyed the Tsar. Anything they say about the Tsar can't be believed. But if perchance this is true, that the Tsar actually said this, this is what we need to remember. A good cause cannot be defended by dirty means. Just stick to the facts. We've got the facts on our side. And the fact is George Bush is not a Nazi or a Nazi sympathizer. All right, stay tuned, folks. We'll go to...
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Most of mankind's diseases have now been conquered. This medical breakthrough can save your life or the life of a loved one. Please listen. The answer to AIDS, hepatitis, A, B, and C, malaria, herpes, TB, most cancers, and many more of mankind's worst diseases has been found. Details of this amazing secret has been freely disclosed in Jim Humble's book, The Miracle Mineral Supplement of the 21st Century, available at miraclemineral.org. Read how, in five countries of Africa, over 75,000 cases of malaria and other diseases were successfully treated with this new mineral supplement. Learn more at miraclemineral.org. It also works with cold, flu, pneumonia, sore throats, warts, mouth sores, and even abscessed teeth. Download part one of this amazing book free at miraclemineral.org. Then, if you're satisfied, purchase part two for only $9.95 or the hard copy for only $19.95. Please enter RBN when prompted on where you heard about miraclemineral.org.
Last month, Ready Reserve Foods stated that by fall, food would be in short supply and the government would be forced to impose controls on food and food distribution because of civil unrest and panic. Well, the floods in the heartland of America have all but assured this will happen. It is estimated that 5 million acres of farmland will not be producing over 700 million bushels of corn alone. If you have ever thought about storing food, now is the time to do so. Call Ready Reserve Foods at 1-800-453-2202 for a free catalog. Larry Matlack, president of the American Agriculture Movement, stated on June 6th that the USDA has only enough wheat stored to make one half of a loaf of bread for every American. Visit us on the web at ReadyReserveFoods.com. 1-800-453-2202. That's 1-800-453-2202. Act now.
How many of you have started your day, gone to work, and felt tired and weighed down? Or you go out at night to dinner and you're uncomfortable because you're bloated and gassy. Well, the reason for this is that you might not be going to the bathroom enough. I know people that go to the bathroom once every 4 days and they think that it's normal. But the worst scenario is when you look down at your belt line, you see your belly sticking out, but you know it's not fat. It's all that food you ate from days before. Well, from Nutritional Leaders New Vitality comes a great product called Colon and Body Cleanse. I take New Vitality's Colon and Body Cleanse because this product is like giving your body a shower on the inside. It cleans your digestive system by sweeping out your 25 feet of intestinal tract with natural herbs. I feel alive and lighter because I don't have anything weighing me down anymore. To try the Colon and Body Cleanse, call 1-800-362-5848. The first 100 callers will get a free gift. Don't wait. Call now. 1-800-362-5848. That's 1-800-362-5848.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins Piper here. Remember, if there's anyone who can verify just who's who among these Mike Savages, please let me know. I've had this clipping around for a long, long time. It's an unusual name, and according to Wikipedia, the Mike Savage that we know and love today is Michael Weiner, operating under the name, or maybe he pronounces it Wiener, W-E-I-N-E-R, operating under the name Michael Savage. All right, we are going to go to the phones right now, ladies and gentlemen. Open phones here. This is Mike Piper here at republicbroadcasting.org. Our first caller is Steve from Illinois. Steve, come on up.
Hello.
How you doing tonight, Steve? What's up?
Did you see the LaRouche article? It was entitled Israel War Party Wants U.S. to Drink the Kool-Aid of Disinformation Again.
No, I didn't see that. Can you tell us about it?
Well, it mentions that these so-called top officials who have visited Israel to receive a briefing in the last 4 to 6 weeks are Sir John Scarlett, head of British intelligence, U.S. Director of National Intelligence, Admiral Mike McConnell. I don't know if he's related to Mitch McConnell. Admiral Michael Mullen, head of the Joint Chiefs of Staff and Chief of Naval Operations, Admiral Gary Ruffhead. And it goes on to say that Haaretz states that Israeli Foreign Minister Director Aaron Abramovich secretly traveled to Vienna, Austria, to agitate and instigate the international community against Iran?
Well, I wouldn't be surprised. I mean, there's no question about it that this whole gang of criminals inside the Bush administration are pushing for the war, and they have, it appears, been trying to line up the people in the military who will do their bidding in opposition to so many other people in the military who really are against the United States going into Iran, just as they were against going into Iraq. So I have no reason to doubt the reliability of that report.
Okay. That's all I had.
Yeah, no, I didn't see that, but like I say, sad, but probably true.
All right.
Well, listen, thanks for calling that in, Steve. All right, let's go to Carl in Montreal. Carl, come on up.
Hey, how are you doing?
What's going on, Carl?
Enjoying your show. I'm looking at what you're saying here. You know, I've made the mistake of comparing Bush to the Nazis in the past. You know, maybe I should be comparing him to the Pharisees and the Sadducees of the Bible. It's probably more accurate.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, Carl. I mean, I understand why a lot of people will have a tendency to do that. I mean, it's simply because
they relate evil, the Nazis, to evil.
Yeah, I mean, it's like every day you wake up in the morning, you turn on the radio and you hear a Holocaust survivor being interviewed, and then you turn off the radio and you pick up the daily paper and you see a Holocaust survivor being interviewed, and then you go out, you leave for work in the morning, and you go down the street and you hear a radio playing and you hear a Holocaust survivor being interviewed. You know, it goes on and on and on and on.
Yeah, I was talking to one of the detainees about, you know, the Bible, and the subject of Moses and Pharaoh came up. And he brought up an interesting point that the Egyptians enslaved the Israelites because they were afraid of them, afraid of what they would do, because they became a large number. And, you know, what this guy was telling me we were discussing is that he was afraid of these, you know, Jews, that they were wicked and they didn't have the law of Moses at the time. And that's why the Egyptians enslaved them, because, you know, they were afraid of what was going to happen. What
that's
they would
very
do
interesting
to Egypt.
Because that's kind of, again, quite a different story from what we're constantly told. You know, as a child, I recall, you know, hearing about the evil Egyptians and how they stomped all over those poor Jews in the Bible, and you know, but maybe there was more to the story.
yeah, maybe, I don't know. That's come up, and also Nebuchadnezzar of Babylon, you know.
Yeah, well, I mean, I think if we look at the people who are the political prisoners in the United States today, and I think you constitute a political prisoner, although you're technically not in the United States, but be that as it may, you are a political prisoner for all intents and purposes, and so many other people who are political prisoners in the United States today are people who have directly challenged Jewish power or Jewish policies. And that's just as you find all these people, the people who are imprisoned in Germany today, or people who have been imprisoned in other countries, are people who have been imprisoned because they have dared to question, for example, the details of the Holocaust, or question the official stories about what happened to you know, German policies during the Third Reich, and the people who are cracked down upon in the United States today, who are being accused of being un-American, these are the people who are questioning policies that are being advanced by the Jewish power bloc in the United States. So it seems highly unlikely that if the Nazis had escaped Germany and set up shop here in the United States, that they would be pursuing policies now which would be policies which would be pro-Jewish. But that's exactly what people like Jim Mars are suggesting and implying. So again, you know what it all comes down to, Carl, here? We have these strange semantic games being played with our minds. You know, they're trying to confuse us, you know, and trying to get us to look in the wrong direction.
Yeah, they want us to look the wrong way, to go the wrong way. That's what they're, you know, I agree with you 100%. There was one more thing that came up you know, the way the Pharisees acted, the way the false prophets acted when they were confronted or challenged by people who told the truth, their attitude, the way they talked, their just basically shaking their fist, their refusal to listen, refusal to look at evidence when put in their face. Instead of looking at it, they always pointed the finger at the others, always try to find fault in them. You see that it's the same pattern. You see the officials have the same attitude, the way they respond, the way they refuse to look at evidence, the way they act and want to stone you. They just have this evil eye when you confront them or bring up anything. They're not open to reason. They talk bad about you. They act the same way the Pharisees do. And that's why I see difference between people who are for truth and the people, you know, basically don't care about the truth.
I think you've summarized it well.
And the people who want truth won't sit there and argue with you, while people who don't care will refuse to look at anything that's put in front of them. They'll just rather throw the evidence out because they don't want to, you know, revise their theories or revise what, you know, the official story.
Yeah, you know, I tell you, one time my longtime boss, Willis Cardo, publicly challenged Deborah Lipstadt. She's this professional, she's a professor of religion who calls herself a historian of the Holocaust. He publicly challenged her about some absolute lies that she wrote in her book about him. This was before like about 300 or 400 people at the National Archives here in Washington. And when she realized who he was someone standing up asking a question from the audience. This woman, who's constantly described as being a woman of dignity and a woman of honor and well-spoken and everything, she became hysterical on that stage, and she turned her head, held out her hand, and said repeatedly, "I have nothing to say to you. I have nothing to say to you. I have nothing to say to you."
Mm.
Now, this is the typical response of someone, like this, they refused to debate. He was asking her to debate there in front of all these people. And she wouldn't debate. She just simply said she had nothing to say.
Yes.
And, you know, I have experienced this myself from this same crowd, you know, when they wanted to keep me from talking about my book about the Kennedy assassination, they said, "Oh, he's a Holocaust denier." When I had hardly written or really even said anything publicly up to that point about the Holocaust at all. So what they did was, again, brought up the Nazis. I was writing about JFK's policies towards Israel and Israeli nuclear weapons development, but what did they bring up? The Holocaust. You see, so this just goes to show you how intellectually dishonest, intellectually corrupt these people are, because these are their tactics. These are their policies. They want to shut down their critics. That's just what they did to you.
Yeah,
you
dared to criticize.
What's that?
We've seen the same tactics.
Exactly.
Studying secular history or religious history, the same tactics. These officials who act this way are often well-respected and promoted in the worldly, you know, sense, you know, as good people. But behind the scenes, they're the biggest, you know, backstabber, lying, they're hypocrites, you know.
Yeah, well, you know, in some respects, Carl, you're probably, I hate to put it this way, but you're probably lucky to be alive.
Yes.
Somebody's on your side somewhere, and I'm sure it's somebody who's a lot more powerful than these creeps that are walking around here in the face of the planet.
Yes.
All right, Carl, I have to move on here, but we'll be talking to you later.
All right, thanks.
All right, we are going to Jim from Texas, the ever-popular one. Jim, how's it going tonight?
Well, Mike, I am sitting here anxiously awaiting to be declared a righteous Gentile by Abraham Foxman. And the reason I'm awaiting this honor is because I look at the Jews exactly like they look at the Goyim, okay?
Okay.
They hate all the Goyim, I hate all the Jews.
I think that's
pretty fair. What could
be
more righteous than that?
I think that's pretty fair. I don't think there's any grounds for dispute. It's amazing how many interpretations you get on this subject, but it always comes back And this is what's starting to really irritate me. Every time you turn around, you're hearing about the Nazis and about the Holocaust, and now they're saying George Bush is a Nazi.
Mike, I've talked to you about this before, okay? Anytime you hear anybody on the radio or in print bring up Nazis, fascists, anything else, they're a Jewish spokesman. Okay, it might even be inadvertently, but they're still a Jewish spokesman. Because who do the Jews hate worse than anybody? Number one, Nazis. Number two, fascists, which was Japan and Italy with Mussolini. That's who they hate the most. So who are they going to describe as the most evil people in the world? Nazis and fascists. So anybody, including Craig Paul Roberts with his stupid stuff, and I've seen a gazillion articles on the Internet, and there will be somebody that will be explaining exactly what the Jews are up to, right down to the T, but they'll throw in a Nazi or a fascist, like Aaron Russo's from, what is it, a film he made about, and he was a Jewish producer, by the way, From Americanism to Fascism, or whatever this stupid movie
freedom
was.
Freedom to Fascism, yeah.
Freedom to Fascism. Freedom and fascism are one of the same. Fascism is freedom. Freedom to say what you think about something.
You know, that's the funny thing about it. If you actually look at the, if you look at the philosophy of Thomas Jefferson, who was he was the author of the Declaration of Independence. If you look at the basic philosophy of Thomas Jefferson in a lot of areas, and then if you look at the actual philosophy behind the policies, the economic policies and the social policies of Nazi Germany and of fascist Italy, you will find many, many parallels. I mean, obviously they were different policies in different time periods, in three distinctly different cultures, affected by a lot of different aspects of their times. But really, the fact is, the philosophy of the father of the Declaration of Independence is really, in many respects, a fascist philosophy. So these people who are using the term fascist to describe the police state policies of George Bush are just going completely. They're effectively saying that the policies of George Bush are akin to the policies of the Declaration of Independence. I mean, that's what they're saying. They don't mean to say that, but if they seriously studied history and looked at the policies of fascism and found how akin they are really to the views of Thomas Jefferson, then they would realize that it's something that people are so little aware of that I almost think what it comes down to, Jim, is the fact that people have been lied to for so long about so many things that it's no wonder that they're so mistaken, that they're so wrong.
Mike, what it boils down to is they're discussing the ideals of nationalism versus internationalism, which internationalism is automatically Judaism, automatically. Because no other group in the entire history of mankind has proposed internationalism except our friends the Jews. Okay? Everybody else says, Thomas Jefferson said America for the Americans. Okay? Adolf Hitler said Germany for the Germans. But only one group has said internationalism. Everybody's equal. Everything's always the same. And by the way, we're going to control things. Okay, that's what it boils down to.
Yeah, that's exactly right. I mean, you know, it's, you know, I just wish that people would get off the fascist kick, or they would get off the Nazi kick. You know, it's just one of these things that's just not true, and yet people incorporate it into their political discussion. You know,
I believe it was H.L. Mencken, it could have been P.T. Barnum, said, nobody ever went broke underestimating the intelligence of the American people.
Yeah,
okay?
Yeah.
That's what it boils down to. People are so brainwashed, so stupid, that they've had 40, 50, or if they're an old geezer like me, 60 years of brainwashing people day and night on TV, evil, Nazi, fascism, horrible people, never once mentioning that the Judeo-Bolshevik revolution in Russia killed about anywhere between 25 and 50 million people, depending on whose estimates you look at. Never once mentioning that, nobody ever says why. Why isn't that mentioned?
You know, it's interesting. This is one of those cases. I've confronted people with little details like that. In this case, not my friend, a big shot lawyer, but I've confronted people with details like that, and I say, why is it we hear about all the victims of the Nazis, but we don't hear about the victims of communism? And people get this blank look on their face. They don't have any explanation for that. When you show them the cold, hard figures, they just have no response. And, well, that's what we're up against, Jim. All right, good to hear from you, Jim.
Mm-hmm.
All right, folks, we are going to our final break. We have room for one more caller. When we come back, we'll go to Rick from Ohio. Stay tuned.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Most of mankind's diseases have now been conquered. This medical breakthrough can save your life or the life of a loved one. Please listen. The answer to AIDS, hepatitis A, B, and C, malaria, herpes, TB, most cancers, and many more of mankind's worst diseases has been found. Details of this amazing secret has been freely disclosed in Jim Humble's book, The Miracle Mineral Supplement of the 21st Century, available at miraclemineral.org. Read how, in five countries of Africa, over 75,000 cases of malaria and other diseases were successfully treated with this new mineral supplement. Learn more at miraclemineral.org. It also works with cold, flu, pneumonia, sore throats, warts, mouth sores, and even abscessed teeth. Download part one of this amazing book free at miraclemineral.org. Then, if you're satisfied, purchase part two for only $9.95 or the hard copy for only $19.95. Please enter RBN when prompted on where you heard about miraclemineral.org.
Life Change Tea is restoring America's health. Want to lose weight? Want to lower blood sugar levels? Want to have more energy? Do you not believe what I'm saying? Then read the testimonies. Go to the website GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or call us and get started today. The phone number is 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Operators are standing by. For about a dollar a day, you can change your health, change your weight, and change your life. Again, online orders, GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com or order by phone. 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Life Change Tea is formulated by Dr. William W. Miller, Ph.D. Life Change Tea, changing America's health, one tea bag at a time.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. We're wrapping up the hour here. We have time for one more call here at republicbroadcasting.org. That's Rick from Ohio. Rick, come on up.
Hey, Michael.
What's going on tonight, Rick?
Well, I'll tell you. I think these, a lot of people on Patriot Radio, they make the very, very bad mistake of being part-time shills for Zionist, communist, Jewish supremacy. Many, many times. They've got to stop validating the Soviets, which is what they are doing every time they bring up the Nuremberg trials as evidence of Nazi guilt.
Yeah, exactly.
Nuremberg trials
right.
is nothing but the Soviet Union, the Jews of the Soviet Union, persecuting their enemies just as the Pharisees and Sadducees did 2,000 years ago.
Yeah, so much of what came up during the Nuremberg trials was, yes, in fact, it did come out of Soviet Russia. That's correct. And that whole terminology of, you know, calling people fascist. I mean, you know, there's so many people who are called fascist who are anything but fascist in the true definition of fascism that it actually devalues all political terminology when you misuse terminology for whatever purpose you're using it. It just confuses things at the very least.
That's it. It just adds to the confusion. And that's the problem we're suffering under today, is confusion. Adding to the confusion is not a solution.
No, but I tell you what, and I said this earlier, you know, what it comes down to, Rick, it makes a lot of people feel good. Because if they're running around calling other people fascists and Nazis, then in their minds they're thinking, oh, well, this way I'm not going to be called a fascist and a Nazi because I'm fighting fascists and Nazis. So but you know, the funny thing is the Jewish groups are the first ones to rush forward and say, oh, there's nothing Nazi about the policies of George W. Bush. There's nothing fascist about the policies of George W. Bush. The very person that all the patriots are saying is a fascist and a Nazi. You know, it's kind of, again, it's this, it's like a bunch of kids throwing snowballs. You know what I mean? Throwing mud pies, I guess, is probably a more accurate terminology. And it just gets everything all mucked up. But you don't win the war.
you don't win a war for truth, but without telling the truth.
Right, exactly.
For those who are interested in the truth of the matter, they need to go to Amazon.com and type in George Lincoln Rockwell. They need to read his autobiography, and I think that will clear up an awful lot for people who are still confused on this issue.
I you know, it's funny, I was just reading excerpts of Rockwell's book, This Time the World. He's written several books, but that This Time the World is the one that kind of describes his own personal journey.
Yes.
And it's a very interesting reading. He had a lot to say, and people need to see what he had to say, and maybe they'll get a better idea of what things are really all about.
You know, it might even be a good idea, instead of them listening to Jewish propagandists and Jewish shills writing books about Hitler, it might even be a good idea, while they're up at Amazon.com, to order themselves a copy of Mein Kampf and see what Adolf Hitler actually had to say.
What he actually had to say.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. And they'll find out that Adolf Hitler did not say the idea was to tell the big lie. He said it was that the Jews told the big lie.
Well, what people have to start remembering first off is that Zionism/communism are simply two different avenues, their routes, their tactics to achieve the same end. And that end is Jewish supremacy over the entire world and all nations and all peoples. That's why they are internationalist and they are always attacking nationalism, because they want to reign supreme over everyone else.
It's called the New World Order. Thanks a lot, Rick. Have a good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Rick wrapped it up well.
Gold has been.